As the world grappled with the onset of a pandemic in early 2020, I found myself caught between a whirlwind of confusion and disbelief. The coronavirus, an unseen assailant, had brought nations to their knees, prompting unprecedented lockdowns and a global state of emergency. Yet, amidst this burgeoning crisis, the clarity and unity one might expect in response to such a threat were conspicuously absent. Instead, the airwaves were cluttered with political squabbles over impeachment and other matters that, in hindsight, paled in comparison to the looming health disaster. This dichotomy presented a stark and unsettling reality. We were living in a moment of profound uncertainty, where the lines between truth and misinformation blurred beyond recognition. The public discourse was polarized, to say the least. On one hand, dire warnings from health experts and certain political figures painted a grim picture of the pandemic's potential impact, forecasting millions of deaths worldwide if immediate and comprehensive action was not taken. On the other hand, a contrasting narrative emerged, downplaying the virus's severity and urging people to continue their lives unimpeded, a stance that seemed reckless and detached from the emerging scientific consensus. This discord created a landscape that felt eerily akin to the Twilight Zone, where every attempt to grasp the situation only led to more confusion. As the year progressed, attempts were made to recapture some semblance of normalcy. Economically, there were fleeting signs of resilience, and the simple joys of life, like affordable gas prices, provided a temporary respite from the ongoing chaos. Mask mandates became a common sight, yet they also emerged as a battleground for ideological disputes, further entrenching the divide among the populace. I watched these developments unfold with a growing sense of detachment, opting for self-imposed isolation in the hopes of avoiding the virus. Despite these efforts, my personal battle with the virus was imminent. In October 2020, just as life seemed to be inching back towards routine with the reintroduction of office work under strict health guidelines, I was hospitalized. This marked the beginning of a grueling 140-day stay in the hospital, followed by years of convalescence. The world I woke up to was dramatically different, with a change in national leadership and a societal landscape that seemed irrevocably altered. This story, however, is not a political diatribe. It is, at its core, a reflection on the tumultuous period we are navigating. My grandparents always said to take politicians' promises with a grain of salt, indicating a long-standing distrust in the political system. This advice rings truer now than ever, as it becomes increasingly evident that the challenges we face extend far beyond the political arena. The pandemic has served as a catalyst, exposing and exacerbating existing fault lines within our society. We find ourselves ensnared in debates over identity and existence, with arguments over gender that seem both arcane and absurdly contentious. Racism, a persistent scourge, appears to be on the rise, fueled by rhetoric and actions that only serve to deepen our divisions. Economically, the disparity between rhetoric and reality is stark. While headlines may proclaim prosperity, the lived experiences of many tell a story of hardship, where making ends meet is a daily struggle. These issues are symptomatic of a broader societal malaise, a reflection of our collective failure to foster a sense of unity and compassion. Our propensity for divisiveness, our obsession with categorization and differentiation, has led us down a path of mutual destruction. We are dismantling the very foundations of our humanity, piece by piece, through our actions and our indifference. The realization that we are the architects of our current predicament is both sobering and galvanizing. It underscores the urgency of introspection and change, not just at an individual level but collectively. The future we are shaping for the generations that follow is one fraught with uncertainty and devoid of the promise that once inspired hope and progress. As I reflect on the path we are on, I am confronted with a poignant question: what legacy are we leaving behind? A century from now, will our descendants look back on this era with understanding and gratitude, or will they struggle to comprehend the choices we made? The thought that our current trajectory might render us a mere footnote in history, forgotten and irrelevant, is a stark reminder of the impermanence of our actions and the fleeting nature of our existence. Yet, within this reflection lies a call to action, a plea for mindfulness, for compassion, and for a renewed commitment to the collective well-being of humanity. The challenges we face are daunting, but they are not insurmountable. The future is not set in stone, it is shaped by the decisions we make today. As we navigate the complexities of this era, let us strive for a legacy that transcends our current divisions, one that fosters a world where understanding, tolerance, and unity prevail.